This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There have been, so far in Greater Houston, almost 900,000 people who've registered with FEMA for federal disaster assistance. About 300,000 of those applications have been approved, direct cash payments to people who were affected by the storm. Only citizens or legal residents are eligible for the money, but Houston is home to about a half million undocumented people who have now been left to find help in other ways. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on that from Houston.
Outside a sprawling apartment complex in northwest Houston, I meet Ingrid. Like a lot of the people in this neighborhood, she's Latina and was displaced by Hurricane Harvey. We're not using her full name because of her immigration status. She found this unflooded one-bedroom apartment through a friend. She's living here indefinitely. It's her and her four kids, ages 12, 10, 6, and 3 months. She says the night of August 25th, she woke up to the sound of water rushing into her old apartment just a few blocks away. She knew they had to get out.
We lost everything that night and next day. We walked to the car and slept there for a while because we didn't have any other place to stay.
The flood came at a particularly tough time. Ingrid's husband was deported back to his home country of Mexico just a week before Harvey hit, after being stopped for a traffic incident.
My life right now isn't easy.
Ingrid came to Houston from Honduras 12 years ago, met her husband, and started a family. Undocumented people like her are eligible for some government help, basically emergency food and shelter, after a disaster like Harvey. But they're not eligible for FEMA cash assistance, up to $33,000 per household, or low-interest government loans to rebuild homes. If a family is mixed status with children who were born here, their undocumented parents can apply for federal disaster relief assistance on behalf of the kids. That's the case for Ingrid's family, so she gave it a shot.
I filled out an application with FEMA, but they still haven't responded. They haven't sent me anything. They've told me nothing. I don't have any idea what happened with that application. I've been to various organizations, but none of them helped me.
The FEMA application for her kids doesn't require Ingrid to declare her immigration status, but she says she's still worried about being targeted by immigration authorities if she applies for any aid from the government. She says she was willing to take the risk to help her children. Right after Harvey hit, nonprofits set up shop in shelters to help undocumented people and Spanish speakers. But with shelters now closed, help is harder to find. A group called United We Dream identified several families in dire need of help. Ingrid's was one. They connected her to a nonprofit that raised money online for Harvey relief. Donna Murphy is chair of that nonprofit, a women's group. She felt great about writing a $5,000 check for Ingrid, but there was a snag. Ingrid doesn't have a bank account or a USID. Murphy agreed to help her get the check cashed.
So she took that $5,000 check and went to like some check cashing place, and they told her that we declined it, but we can't tell you why. It bounced in the system, and now she's locked out of the system.
Murphy says she and Ingrid tried 10 check cashing stores. None would take it. So the group took back the check, and after a week of wrangling, gave Ingrid $5,000 in cash.
And she's okay with that. I'm a little bit uncomfortable with it because it's a large amount of cash.
Murphy says for her, it underscores the constant challenges for the undocumented community.
Everything that could go wrong and like that many of us just take for granted that are so easy, that takes so little time and thought and energy for anybody else, is just like so impossible for her.
A week or so after our interview, Murphy called with an update about Ingrid. Ingrid sent some of the $5,000 cash to Honduras to pay for a breathing machine for her mother. She told Murphy she went to a FEMA office in Houston to check on the application for her kids. Ingrid was ill at the time and says a worker told her to come back when she wasn't sick. Apparently, she refused to leave, and eventually the police were called. In a voicemail, Murphy says Ingrid's just giving up on money from FEMA.
She told me that she's not going back, that she doesn't want anything to do with it anymore.
Murphy says instead, Ingrid's going to have to rely on friends and charity donations. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.